Good evening. The show begins tonight with Evergrande, the once upon a time the largest developer in China, now liquidated according to a court in Hong Kong. Unclear what that will mean. All those unbuilt apartments, unfinished apartments, unavailable apartments across China in all the cities are now adrift. What will happen to them? What will happen to the people who put money into them? Unknown. But China's economy is under enormous pressure for debt, and there's no easy remedy. There's no remedy, to my knowledge, except for a severe recession and deflation underway. And then I turn to the question of the Philippines and Vietnam working together is extraordinary. To imagine in 1969, when the U.S. was engaged in a tragic situation, the Vietnam War, more than a million Vietnamese lost their lives. The U.S., 50,000 casualties is the number I remember. To what end? Now, today, Manila and Hanoi working together to block the aggression and the bullying of the People's Liberation Army Navy. Also working with the U.S., Australia, Japan, South Korea, all the nations of Asia of the same opinion that China is unacceptable in its present aggression. Then off to Iran to talk about the axis of resistance. The question is China cooperating with the axis of resistance? What is the relationship between Tehran and Beijing? Unknown. Later on, the New World Report with Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. First on the surprising melee of Argentina, the new president, speaking of libertarianism, of classical liberalism, and meaning it. Cutting back on the ministries, deregulating, and he's moving to dollarizing the economy, the currency. Cheer for him, but the uphill struggle. And we also talk of the situation on the Mexican border, but big story in Mexico is the election this year between two very worthy candidates, working hard. Xochitl Galvez for the opposition, an entrepreneur, very well outspoken, very well spoken, and dynamic. And Claudia Sheinbaum, an intellectual, a technocrat, former mayor of Mexico City. Parents are professors, her brother's a PhD, she's a PhD. Not the AMLO style, but and Mexico's to be envied for two such worthy candidates representing two different parts of the electorate. Then a conversation about the small states in Central America, Bukele riding to an overwhelming victory in El Salvador, Panama troubled by drought, Costa Rica imitating or following the Bukele model of arresting people suspect of being gang members. It's worked in Salvador to reduce the murder rate to lower than the U.S., lower than many cities in the world, maybe all. Off to, from Central America, off to Venezuela and the troubles increase. The U.S. is now looking at reimposing sanctions because Venezuela has not lived up to any of its bargains. From the Americas report, I moved to a good conversation with Jerry Hendricks of the U.S. Navy, Captain Jerry Hendricks, U.S. Navy retired aviator, about what the future Navy needs. It's simple, it's straightforward, but it's very hard. They need future shipyards. They don't have an industrial base to build the ships to keep up with the Navy's retiring ships and also for the ambition of 355 or 381 or 385 ships by the middle of the century to deal with the aggression of the People's Republic of China and Russia at the same time. Bob Zimmerman reports on SLIM, the upside-down probe, also about SpaceX launching Cygnus to ISS, so now there's an additional space vehicle that can reach ISS, and that's very good news. It's never good to rely on just one. Although SpaceX is reliable, we have competition. Cleo Pascal joins, just back from India. She attended the 80th memorial for the Battle of Kwajalein, 1944. January 31st to February 33rd. Why in the news is important is because Kwajalein is part of the Marshall Islands, and that's part of the contest between China and the United States to keep the sea lanes open, to keep the access to the Philippines open. China would like to interrupt the first island chain and the second island chain. Right now, they're waiting on appropriation in that big bill that has Ukraine in it, the border in it, Israel in it, and it's not moving. And they need that to move, and Cleo makes a direct appeal. Last, a visit with Alison Federica about the way the Mexican government in Mexico City works with the cartels. Cartels sends some of its people to get MBAs. This is a corporation. Its income is illicit, but sometimes it's not. And they're large and successful in Mexico. And AMLO's Morena government is dealing with them. Will Sheinbaum's Morena government deal with them? Open question. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.